91,000 Wisconsin residents are enrolled in senior care. That number could grow because of demographics and a proposed change in who's eligible. Democratic Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee wants to allow 62-year-olds to get prescription drug benefits through the popular program. Carpenter points out Wisconsin has a higher percentage of elderly persons than the national average, and the faltering economy has left some older workers unable to find work. At the same time, Carpenter says they're too young for Medicare's health benefits.
I've run into a lot of people who have lost their jobs that are over 50, and they're struggling to find jobs, health care, things of that nature.
Senior care is the state's alternative to the federal Medicare prescription drug program. It's the only such program in the U.S., and Wisconsin needs a federal waiver to continue it. The Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups has worked to keep the program intact. However, Executive Director Nino Amato is receptive to the idea of allowing younger persons to access lower-cost medication.
Quite frankly, I think the senator's proposal has merit. The question is, how do you get those dollars?
The senior care program had a $20 million surplus 2 years ago, but tight finances have prompted proposals to use the money elsewhere in the state budget. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.